So really I am very happy today that they have given me a chance to speak something about Srila Prabhupada as well as Bhagavad Gita, because today the verse of Bhagavad Gita is 100% related to Srila Prabhupada. Because I never knew that this verse will come to me, chapter 12 and 12 and 13. Every word of this verse, sloka, 100% in the life of Srila Prabhupada. So I am very fortunate. Generally whenever I am coming to Vrindavan, I have no time because tomorrow I am going back, and we are running, myself and my wife. We are staying 20 years in Godroom, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they perform Kirtan. That place is called Kirtanakkhuri, means where we reside in Godroom. That place is famous for Harinam Kirtan. So my Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, he introduced this Harinam Sankirtan movement all over the world. And by his mercy, crores of human beings, crores, I do not know how many. Now I have seen so many thousands Russians. They are very interested. They are not only interested, and they are fully dedicated their life. They are very fortunate. All over the world, people are very fortunate because they accepted Srila Prabhupada's movement. They accepted Srila Prabhupada Bhagavad Gita as it is. You will find there are so many Bhagavad Gitas in this world, but none of them presented as it is, because they are not empowered by Supreme Personality of Godhead. If somebody is not empowered by the Supreme Authority, or if somebody, does not empowered by Supreme Soul. First, whenever we want to write something about Krishna Katha or anything about God, so first we have to get the blessings from God and from the blessings of His devotee, His pure devotee. Without the mercy and blessings of pure soul and pure devotee, nobody can enhance his spiritual life. So today...
Excuse me. Let me introduce the speaker.
Yeah.
This is no ordinary disciple of Srila Prabhupada. This is the son of Prabhupada's mother's son,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So this is Prabhupada's grandmother, a nephew.
Yeah.
And one of the first Indian disciples of Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you
and
very much.
And his wife also. So we were hoping to hear some very nice Prabhupada katha from Shankarshan Prabhu. Prabhu?
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
We're hoping to hear some.
Yeah. I'm just because
you have had a relationship in the family.
I must talk. But just as a formalities, just I will go through that this verse. Then I'll, this is the Prabhupada, as formalities maintain, we are maintaining the formalities. Addeshta sarva bhutanam mittam karuna yuvacha nirmama niyankara samadukha sukankami santushtam satatam yogi jatatma dhiyo nishchaya মজ্জার্পিত মনোর্বুদ্ধি জামত ভক্ত সময়ে প্রিয়। দিস ইজ দ্য ভার্স ফ্রম ভগবদ গীতা চ্যাপ্টার 12 এন্ড দ্য ট্রান্সলেশন বাই হিজ ডিভাইন গ্রেস এসি ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামী শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ। ওয়ান হু ইজ নট এনভিয়াস বাট ইজ এ কাইন্ড ফ্রেন্ড টু অল লিভিং এন্টিটিস, হু ডাজ নট থিঙ্ক হিমসেলফ এ প্রোপ্রাইটার and is free from false ego, who is equal in both happiness and distress, who is tolerant, always satisfied, self-controlled, and engaged in devotional service with determination, his mind and intelligence fixed on me. Such a devotee of mine is very dear to me. So Srila Prabhupada was very dear to Krishna because all these qualities with Srila Prabhupada, proffered by Srila Prabhupada. Coming again to the point of pure devotional service, the Lord is describing the transcendental qualification of a pure devotee in these two verses. A pure devotee is never disturbed in any circumstances, nor is he envious of anyone, nor does a devotee become his enemy's enemy. He thinks, this person is acting as my enemy due to my own past misdeeds. So it is better to suffer in that way. He thinks, this person is acting as my enemy due to my own past misdeeds. So it is better to suffer than to protest. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated, তত্ত্বহং কম্পা সুখী সুখ সুম সুমিক্ষমান ভুঞ্জান এবাত্মকৃতং বিপাকাম। মিন্স ইন দ্য শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম ইট সেস, হোয়েন এভার এ ডিভোটি ইন ডিস্ট্রেস অর হ্যাজ ফলেন ইন টু ডিফিকাল্টি, হি থিঙ্কস দ্যাট ইট ইজ দ্য লর্ডস মার্সি আপন হিম। হি থিঙ্কস, থ্যাঙ্কস টু মাই পাস্ট মিসডিডস I should suffer far greater than I am suffering now. So it is by the mercy of the Supreme Lord that I am not getting all the punishment I am due. I am just getting a little by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore he is always calm, quiet and patient despite many distressful conditions. A devotee is also always kind to everyone, even to his enemy. Nirmama means that a devotee does not attach much importance to the pains and troubles pertaining to the body, because he knows perfectly well that he is not the material body. He does not identify with the body, therefore he is freed from the conception of false ego and is equipped in happiness and distress. He is tolerant and he is satisfied with whatever comes by the grace of the Supreme Lord. He does not endeavor much to achieve something with great difficulty. Therefore he is always joyful. He is completely perfect mindset because he is fixed in the instruction received from the spiritual master. And because his senses are controlled, he is determined. He is not swayed by false arguments. Because no one can lead him from the fixed determination of devotional service. He is fully conscious that Krishna is the eternal Lord, so no one can disturb him. All these qualifications enable him to fix his mind and intelligence entirely on the Supreme Lord. Such a standard of devotional service is undoubtedly very rare, but a devotee becomes situated in the stage by following the regulative principles of devotional service. Furthermore, the Lord says that such a devotee is very dear to him, for the Lord is always pleased with all his activities in full Krishna consciousness. So this is a very nice verse, and we have seen in our lifetime that we are a Krishna's devotee. So many obstacles come in our lifetime. During my Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, when he was a grihastha, so many obstacles came from his family side, from his son, from his daughter, from his wife, from his godbrother. Even his godbrother, he does not want that Prabhupada should preach. But nobody can stop his ambition. Why? Because his determination. The first and foremost thing in our spiritual life, the firm faith on the spiritual master. So it is said in the scriptures that one can become perfectly successful in the mission of his life if he acts exactly according to the words he hears from the mouth of spiritual master. The word of spiritual master is called Shrutavakya. Shrutavakya means which indicates that disciples must carry out the instruction of his spiritual master with heart and soul, without deviation. That is called Shrutavakya. So, my Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, he was a grihastha, but he never thought that I am a grihastha, I have to see my wife, I have to see my children, I have to see my daughters. But all the time, he met his Guru Maharaj 1922 in Calcutta, Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And since that time, he is always thinking, how can I fulfill the desire of my beloved Guru Maharaj? This is called bhakti. I am not so much qualified, I am not so much learned, I don't know so much Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam. I do not, only I should follow the four principles which is prescribed by Srila Prabhupada and stand faith for Krishna and Guru. Then everything I can overcome. And this is practical, we have seen in my lifetime. Because there are so many commentators, they wrote Bhagavad Gita, but none of them presented Bhagavad Gita as it is. Only A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada can claim that he presented this Bhagavad Gita as it is all over the world. And this Bhagavad Gita, where he wrote, when I came that time with Pishima, that time I was about 15 years old. I just first came here in Vrindavan with the group of Madhav Maharaj, because Madhav Goswami Maharaj, I can say, is my Shikha Guru, because I got all the instruction and all this, you know, how to perform spiritual life in my student life. I used to go Madhav Maharaj temple in Calcutta. So somehow or other I requested Madhav Goswami Maharaj that I want to visit Vrindavan. That time my age was 15 years old. And in the same train compartment they were all mostly the disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And by the way, Pishima was there. Prabhupada's sister Bhavatarini Devi was there. So some other we are from the same family. So she came and I came with her just to see Prabhupada was there. That time I Imlitala, he was there, he was translating some books. Then just as a formality, Prabhupada asked, how are you? When you arrived, this few, not so much talking, he never waste. I have seen in my lifetime, don't waste a time, only that my Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, he never waste even a single moment. All the time he preserved his time for Krishna service. That is one, the best and foremost quality of Srila Prabhupada. All the time, even being an Indian, Bengali, we are all the time late or we are not, but only in ISKCON temples, still his instruction we are following strictly. All that fixed time, the aruti, prasadam time, everything. The Prabhupada says, yes, if you want to become, maintain your spiritual life, you must maintain the time, timely, everything. So, in that way, Prabhupada did not speak so much, with Bhagavatani, just little bit. Then that is the first time I met Srila Prabhupada, here in Vrindavan. Then he went abroad, in 1965, you know all of you. However, so Prabhupada was born, why he was born in that I would like to say something to you, because a devotee is not a, he is a Saktavesh avatar, he came from, direct from Krishna, he was empowered by Krishna, otherwise nobody could do such a miraculous thing, such achievement. Why these Western people are so much attacked? Because they know Prabhupada is a, there are so many gurus went to the Western countries, only they made money, nothing else. And their philosophy, idea, all concoction. But Prabhupada never compromised with anyone, even Alfred Port. You must follow four rules and regulation, and then I can give you initiation. So this is Prabhupada, and he was empowered by Krishna, and he is Jagadguru. Why he is Jagadguru? Because he is giving the sunlight, he is giving the sunshine of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If Prabhupada would not be there, then we are useless, we are in the narak, hell. How much he is merciful. We do not know in the beginning, we do not know so much scriptures, only people say chant. Now we are chanting. By chanting, and everything has been vanquished, all our material desire. So, Prabhupada's, how can I serve Prabhupada? Only that if we follow the instruction of present Guru, they are empowered. We believe in parampara. We never believe in Ritikism. That is not ISKCON purpose. We follow the parampara system. My Guru Maharaj says, now his son, his disciple, is repeating the same thing. Only we have to carry out the instruction without deviation. Then our spiritual life will be 100% successful. So in this verse, today we have seen that even distress and happiness, the devotees remain as it is. And that's why it is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Titikshava Karunika Suida Sarvodayinam Ajato Shuttabhu Santa Sadhu Sadhu Bhushanam. The symptom of a sadhu, that he is tolerant, merciful, and friendly to all living entities, and all his characteristics are sublime. So Prabhupada's characteristics, all, everything perfect, though he was a grihastha. Before Krishna, no, we do not, Krishna never think, oh, he is a grihastha, he is a sannyasi, he is a brahmachari, he is a vanaprastha. No, he wants to see how much affection and love I have for Krishna. Bhavoga is Janardhan. He thinks about bhav. Whatever bhav we have, whatever, you know, we are thinking about Krishna. Maybe I am very poor man, I cannot buy so much expensive fruits. I am poor man, I cannot give Krishna nice cloth. But I have in my mind, I have bhav, that Krishna, I am unable to give you. Only he wants the love. Tesham satato yuktanam bhajatam pitika purvakam dalami buddhi yogam jainamam. To those who are constantly engaged, all these foreigners, they are constantly engaged. I have seen, I am 43 years in ISKCON, they are taking it very seriously. And now all the Indians people, all the young boy, I am very happy, Prabhupada started in Jhansi with the three wives, League of Devotees. Now, not only three lakhs of young people with this ISKCON movement, young generation. From 3 to 3 lakhs. In the school, college, not only in India, even abroad, they are all coming to Krishna Consciousness Movement. They are accepting very gladly. Why? Because Prabhupada has given such a book. He says, I am always with my books. So, now time is very short. Let me say something about Srila Prabhupada. So, Prabhupada was born. Why was Srila Prabhupada born in a village? You never heard. So many people knows that Prabhupada was born in Mallik's house in North Calcutta. Somebody knows he was born in Taliganj. But let me, because this is his, he left his body. It's a very important place. He left his body here 1977, 14th November. At that 7:30 p.m. Is it not? 14th November, 7:30 p.m. He left his body here. And Srila Prabhupada was born in Taliganj at 11 o'clock on Tuesday in 1896, 1st September. So it's a very interesting thing, because where he was born, I am from that place. Same family? Taliganj. Taliganja. Taliganj. So that place is a absolutely village where you will find all the, I am talking about 1896, more than 100 years back. So that time the village was absolutely village where all the trees, ponds and mud house. There is not, in the interior village. Now all the village has become, city. Yeah. No, South Calcutta. Yeah. So why was Srila Prabhupada born in a village called Taliganj in Kolkata? Srila Prabhupada's mother, Rajini Devi Dasi, was a great devotee of Lord Krishna. His father Gaurmande was a true Vaishnava by his extraordinary Vaishnava culture. Any Vaishnava who visited Gaurmand's house, he would give them prasadam, cloth, money, etc. That was the nature of Gaurmande. Srila Prabhupada said about his father in his Krishna book, a pure devotee of Krishna who raised me as a Krishna consciousness child from the beginning of my life. In my boyhood age, he instructed me how to play the mridanga. He gave me Radha Govinda Vigraha to worship, and he gave me Jagannath Rath to duly observe the festival as my childhood play. He was so kind to me, and I am obliged from him the ideas later on solidified by my spiritual master, the eternal father, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. When Rajani Devi was pregnant, she was always thinking in her mind what was the best and safest place to deliver her child. She earnestly requested her husband Gaur Mohan De to take her to her elder sister's house at Taliganj. Taliganj was a place where Srila Prabhupada's maternal uncle Gopal Chandra De used to reside. Taliganj was a place where Srila Prabhupada's most intimate cousin Purnachandra used to live. All the family members of Srila Prabhupada were pure Vaishnava residing in Taliganj. Let me introduce his mother's elder sister, Lakshmimani Devi. Lakshmimani Devi was a devotee of Radha Madan Mohanji from her childhood. In front of her house there was a big temple of Radha Madan Mohanji. This temple was more than 300 years old. Lakshmimani and Rajani used to visit this temple along with little Abhay Charan. Lakshmimani was such a pious lady in that village that anyone who came for any kind of help, she used to help them immediately. Her main aim was to serve the Vaishnava. She was very fond of chanting and cooking for the deity. Her archavigra was Lord Sri Krishna and Sri Sri Jagannath Dev. Srila Prabhupada's maternal uncle Gopal Chandra De was a Krishna devotee, but he was blind. He is completely depending on his sister Lakshmimani. He used to reside nearby a small mud house where a jackfruit tree was situated, and under this jackfruit tree Rajani Devi delivered the child, Abhay Charan. Lakshmimani's son Purnachandra was a cousin of Srila Prabhupada. He was a pure devotee of Lord Krishna. He was such a great Vaishnava that on the Ekadashi day he used to do Nirjala Ekadashi and chanted throughout the day. At that same time, Purnachandra was a renowned gold merchant businessman in Calcutta. Purnachandra was such a nice devotee that he used to give vegetables, flowers, fruits, milk from the own garden to Radha Madan Mohanji temple at Taliganj. When Srila Prabhupada came back from America to Calcutta in 1970, he inquired from me about his cousin Purnachandra and about his aunt Lakshmimani. After a long time separation from his family members, he still remembered his childhood pastimes at Taliganj. Really, I would like to say that Srila Prabhupada was born surrounded by his Vaishnava family in that village of Taliganj. This auspicious village, there is a sacred Ganga, means river, passing through this village. From this village, Mother Ganga was flowing near his birthplace. At just some distance away from his birthplace is Kalighat, which is a sacred place of Hindus. So all the environment and situation helped Rajani to deliver the child away. On 1st September 1896, Tuesday, it was the Tuesday, you will never find any Prabhupada's biography, the date, but I find out the date, it was Tuesday. On 1st September 1896, Tuesday, all the family members were present, especially Lakshmimani, Srila Prabhupada's mother, elder sister, Gopal Chandra De, Prabhupada's maternal uncle, Punna Chandra, Prabhupada's cousin, and Gaur Mohan, Srila Prabhupada's beloved father, along with other Vaishnava. At the age of 8 months, his grain ceremony, that is called Annaprashan, grain ceremony was performed at his aunt's house. On the grain ceremony day, Lakshmimani arranged a big ceremony in honor of little Avai. It is Vaishnava custom that on grain ceremony day, we present the newborn child Bhagavad Gita and some jewelry, some toys on a big plate. So they offered Avay these things, and Avay took from this plate the small Bhagavad Gita. All the relatives and friends were looking at little Avay when he touched the Bhagavad Gita. Then they said joyfully, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Little Avay proved by touching Bhagavad Gita that the Bhagavad Gita is his life and soul. And after the grain ceremony, little Avay was shifted to his father's house at North Calcutta, where he started his school life. In this connection, Srila Prabhupada wrote me a letter on 4th May 1977. Dear Shankarshan, please accept my blessings. Long time back, I had a discussion with you regarding my birthplace. Is it possible to get it back? Because my disciple wants to keep a memory over there. Your ever willing, sir, S. E. Bhaktivedanta Swami. I got this letter in 1977. However, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, just a few months back, we got his birthplace, and Radhanand Maharaj particularly, and there is one devotee called Radha Jivan Prabhu, who has taken a venture, and also myself, we are trying to do some big temple over there. And you know, it is very difficult to get the land in Calcutta. However, we got the land, actually spot, and also we get our house there. More or less, we have about 10 katas of land. But still we are finding more land because we have a desire. Because Prabhupada wanted, actually Srila Prabhupada's disciple, they want to make a big temple on his birthplace. However, this is one thing, and another thing I would like to say, that it was in, you know, this is his birthplace, where in the picture is Gopal Krishna Maharaj, Alfred Ford, myself, and some other devotees. So this picture, just 6-7 years back, Mr. Ambarish Prabhu was there. So I had a good chance to take him, and I took all my godbrothers. Radhanand Maharaj was there, Jayaprataka Maharaj was there, Bhakti Charu Maharaj was there, Gopal Krishna Maharaj was there, Loknath Maharaj was there, and also my all my god. Even I took first the Tamal Krishna. It was he passed away before he requested me to take to visit that place. So I took Tamal Krishna was. He went with me. So this is a very sacred place. So I think one day Krishna will give the chance to make a big temple over there. And also I am going to inform you that we got back that the first meeting place of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that Srila Prabhupada met in 1922. He met Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur there. So we got that place also. That was in Calcutta. So we are preserving that place and we have a plan to do do some temple over there. So many times the Gaudiya Math, they try to get back that place, but they are unable. But this is called, I have seen that in my lifetime, that whatever Prabhupada desire, and Krishna has fulfilled all his desires, all. Even the Jew temple you know very well, because that time Prabhupada was a Grihastha, and he was a businessman, he had a business medical shop in Prayag. Sometimes he used to travel Delhi, Bombay, canvassing his medicine. He is a sole proprietorship of Kartik Bose's laboratory in Calcutta. So he went to Jew just for canvassing his medicine. But he saw this Jew, you know, where this present temple is there. He saw it's so nice place. If I get this place, I can make a nice temple. So that time he was a Grihastha. Then he went to America, he preached there, he came back, and still that land is preserving. How? It is all Krishna's mercy. He came and Giriraj Maharaj and Gopal Krishna Maharaj, all they tried, they got back the land, they made the temple, so many problems arise, but all the problems solved, vanquished. Because all the desire, Prabhupada's desire in 1922, oh, this is a nice place, I made Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But Prabhupada passed away in 1976, so Prabhupada is eternal, is Nitya Siddha. That's why we are giving Om Nitya Lila Pravishto. That means he is all the time with us. All the time. If we have that mind, that devotion, that affection, that faith, that we can see Prabhupada. Prabhupada is always with us. Without Prabhupada we can't do anything. Because he is empowered, fully empowered. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after Bhakti Vinod, who is there to preach such a vigorous thing? Only Prabhupada. Single hand. In the beginning no one is helping. Only the Gopal Agarwal and Seli Agarwal, they are very pious, they are very fortunate. They helped Srila Prabhupada in the beginning. He was Indian, Gopal Agarwal, and his wife, American, Seli Agarwal. So in his house, 1 month Prabhupada used to stay. So much problem, so much trouble. Now, even Prabhupada is crying. He is saying to Bhavananda and Jayapataka, you are coming from a rich family. I have no money to give you one glass of milk. And you are working so hard. Now we got everything. Every day we have cake, we have pizza. We have all valuable prasalam, we have all sumptuous prasalam, but that time was 100% purity. Oh, work, work, work. Soldier. A soldier is fighting in the battlefield. So all the foreigners, people like soldier, I have seen, without their contribution, Mahaprabhu would not be able to do it. And the Tamal and Bali Mardhan, Prabhupada gave money. You go and purchase the land Mahaprabhu. So Tamal Krishna and Bali Mardhan, they are the all two American devotees, disciples of Srila Prabhupada. They went to Navadvip and they talked with Damodar Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, and they helped to buy the land. So this is, Prabhupada's movement is eternal, only subject to if we have firm faith on Guru. That's why it is stated one can become perfectly successful in the mission of his life if he acts exactly according to the words he hears from the mouth of his spiritual master. So my humble request to all my godbrothers, god sisters and all my they are my nephew and niece. So this is my prayer to you that you have accepted Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet and we are under one roof. There is no fear Krishna is there, Prabhupada is there. Only we have to serve with heart and soul. So I am requesting my wife is here, because 15 minutes he is here, he can say something about the past times of Srila Prabhupada. She is a very old disciple and she is here in time at least. Thank you very much.
So, thank you.
The Madanmohan temple is still existing in Taliganj near his birthplace, and is a very old temple, 300 years old. So just we got the land there. We are trying to mold the local people mind that we want to capture more land and that old temple, because you know this is old temple, there are some trust, you know, they cannot give, you know, so many problems. So however, Krishna is there. Because I went to Kurukshetra just day before, two days back. So vast land is there. So we got the land, Kurukshetra land. You know? So where the Krishna recited Bhagavad Gita. How? Only the ISKCON has got this chance to get the land. It is all Krishna's desire. It is assigned by Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Well, we thank you very much. This is... Now we hear from Sachimata Devi Dasi.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhakti Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschimottya Deshatarine. Actually, what I say, it's my that time I was only 16 years old and nothing knew about so much Krishna consciousness or anything. I met the devotees Jayapataka Maharaj and Achyutananda Swami. That was my first introducement of Krishna consciousness. I was on the way of library and they were singing Hare Krishna Mahamantra on the road, and they were tracing about the Guru Maharaj's apartment, because Srila Prabhupada was going to come from America. And that was 1969-70. And the people on the street were feeling very much amazing, you know, because they were seeing the foreign devotees with saffron robe. And the people were a little bit, you know, whether they were thinking that whether they are this devotees are hippie or maybe real devotees. But anyway, they were after their chanting Mahamantra, then Jayapataka Maharaj was Brahmachari that time. He was so skinny and very tall, and he said that we are here in Madhav Maharaj Gaudiya Mott in Kalighat. That was South Calcutta. And he said that we are looking for an apartment, that our Guru Maharaj is going to come from abroad. So then there was a Radha Govinda temple. Actually my memory, I have to just drive in the last so many years back. And they said, here is a temple, you please come and sing inside the temple. So they followed, and then I also followed them. Then there was one Bengali Goswami, who was the owner of the temple. He told the Jayapatakam that here is an apartment going to be built up, very new apartment, so you can look for. Then everybody went, and I also went, and I forgot. Then after 2-3 days, I was passing through the that same lane because it was just next to my. It cannot be here?
Yeah, we can't hear.
Okay.
Oh,
is it all right?
Yeah.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. And then this, you know, then after 2-3 days passed, I was on the way of my school and I saw the devotees watching, singing Hare Krishna. So I thought, oh, maybe that same devotees have come, so I should come in the evening and see, you know, their Guru Maharaj. But I was just, you know, when I was going to go, then my sister caught me. That was my neighbor. She was very much, very devoted to Krishna also. She could sing like Mirabai. Her voice was so sweet. But she said, why are you going to that house? I said, there is a Guru Maharaj. They are coming. I want to see him. Said, don't go. Maybe you are a young girl and you can be misled. Don't go. So he caught me and she didn't allow me to go there. So then that day was passed and then I forgot about the ISKCON, you know, when I was Krishna consciousness and nothing. Then everything just was out of my memory. And then after 1 year, again I saw them on the big pandal program was there. And I saw the same devotees. So I thought maybe this afternoon I should get a chance and I should not tell anybody that I'm coming because they will again stop me my coming, you know. Then, you know, I just kept it in my mind and I straightly came and I was there and Prabhupada was on the dais. He was giving lecture from Srimad Bhagavatam or maybe Srimad Bhagavad Gita, I never knew. But only one thing I remember still now, Prabhupada was telling about love of Godhead. He said, every one of you in the family, you are attached maybe to your son, maybe to your parents, maybe to your wife or your husband. So you know what is love. So this love you can share with Krishna. Krishna will accept. You will have so much pleasure in your heart. And this is the way you can just be devotee of Krishna. And he talked about Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam. I can have some water. And that it touched my heart, you know, because I was 16 years old girl and he was saying such a simple and he was showing such a way that to get Krishna is so easy. And that touched my heart. I was so moved because I have heard that my father used to have an argument with his friend every night about Bhagavad Gita when they used to come back from Ramakrishna Mission. They had got culture in my house, but I never knew what they are talking about. But I knew that they were talking about God, but it was so complicated to be able to understand. But Prabhupada was saying, and it moved my heart so easily, you know, I was so moved, you know. I never knew that Prabhupada's car is just behind me and Prabhupada is getting on the car after finishing his lecture. So I bowed down and he said, oh, you are who you are. I said my name. And then Prabhupada said, I want to meet you tomorrow at 11 a.m. Come to the temple. I said, okay. And then again was a great problem for me. Never I could tell my mother because she would immediately stop my going to school. Never I could go to my friends. But I thought I should go this time because she was saying so nicely I should go and meet him once more. And then in this way, you know, my mind was saying yes or no, so much hesitation and made late. And then it was like 12 p.m. But I just made myself to go. But that time Prabhupada was going to take his bath and had to have his lunch. So anyway, then I requested Shyamasundara Prabhu to allow me to Prabhupada's room. He said, no, you have to come back at 4. I told him that my situation, you know, I'm from a conservative family and my parents are so orthodox. If they know, they won't able you know, they won't allow me to come. And then he said, then maybe Shyam Sundar, you know, understood little bit. Then he went to Srila Prabhupada and Prabhupada said, call her. Then I went and Prabhupada with gamcha wrapped on, and Prabhupada said, you are not punctual. This is that was Prabhupada's first dialogue to me. Yeah, now I told you 11 a.m. and now it is 12:30 and it is time for my, you know, lunch, and I have to take bath and I cannot talk to you now. I said, I told him my position, what, and he said, okay, then come back tomorrow evening. Then I went, and my father also, I took, and bring your father. So my father came with me, and my father liked Srila Prabhupada so much, that was my great fortune. Then I was allowed to come to ISKCON, and there are two nice stories of Srila Prabhupada, many stories with Srila Prabhupada, because I was like dashing, pushing, you know, because very young in the ISKCON movement that time, and everybody, the temple president, my old god sisters, everybody liked me. They never stopped me, like, you know, anything. So I was like dashing, pushing anyway. So then Srila Prabhupada, once, you know, I went to Srila Prabhupada about the God worship and said, I want to have Radha and Krishna in my house. Said, no, you cannot worship deity because you don't have Gayatri. I said, then, but I have not even get my Diksha. Prabhupada said, well, I come back, I'll give you Diksha. Then my Diksha was fixed after 1 year in Mayapur. And another Bengali, my god sister Shumana was also with me. We were the two girls, used to come from the Bengali family. And then Pishima, Prabhupada's sister, she was always with us, because Prabhupada's sister, we had to translate for her. And Prabhupada also told me to take care of her all the time, you know, when she comes. So I used to be with her. She, when she cooked, I helped her. She cooked dishes and I washed and like that, you know. And then Srila Prabhupada said, now your Diksha is going to be in Mayapur. I was so happy. And then that day, you know, many mistakes was going on by the devotees. Brahmananda broke the gur, you know, jar. Somebody brought date gur for Srila Prabhupada and he broke it. And then Devananda Maharaj got scolded from Srila Prabhupada for something wrong. Everything was just, you know, going. And then I was so scared. I don't know, maybe what will happen. And then anyway, the Diksha, after Diksha, Prabhupada was naming everybody. Then Prabhupada asked, I was the last person. I thought maybe I will have such a nice name from Srila Prabhupada, from Srimad Bhagavatam. So I was waiting, and then Srila Prabhupada said, now you are Sachi Mata. And then I was not happy at all, because Prabhupada told me Sachi Mata and I am just a young girl, not even married. And Prabhupada said Sachi Mata, then Prabhupada could read my mind. He said, okay, don't worry, we will find you a Jagannath Mistra very soon. And everybody laughed. That's a very funny story with Srila Prabhupada. And after Prabhupada passed 1977, and my marriage was in his family was 1989. That's a long time. Anyway, I think this is Prabhupada's mercy also. Another story, in this is my Vrindavan. I came for second initiation in the same year, because Prabhupada wanted me to do this deity worship also, to help the devotees in deity worship, like cooking and doing aarti. So I came, and I was from a nice family. My father was very sick that time and could not earn it. So I had nothing, no money, and to offer some Guru Dakshina. So I remembered Gaura Shakti, I met her. She was my, you know, so kind, good God sister. She took me, she loved me, she brought me so many things. So this is, I will never forget in my lifetime. Anyway, so then after second initiation, Srila Prabhupada allowed me to clean his room in Radha Damodar temple upstairs. I wanted to cook, but Jamuna Mataji did not allow me anyway. That was her department. So then Prabhupada said, you clean my door, room every day. So I used to go every day, like 10 days I stayed in Vrindavan that time. So I used to go upstairs with bucket, broomstick and you know, mopping cloth. And every day Prabhupada would remind me, Sachi Mata, after I leave the room, you close the door and then clean. I said, okay, Srila Prabhupada. Okay, Srila Prabhupada, every day and every day I used to forget to close the door. And then that day was the next day of Ekadashi, Dadashi day, and Prabhupada had a big container on his table, same table like that, with a brush container full of laddus. And I cleaned it, it was there placed, and then I was cleaning his bed and I heard a sound, as a big huge monkey came and grabbed that box and then went away. I thought, now I will have a very bad scold from Srila Prabhupada. And now I have to face it. So I was just, begging all the demigods, like the Bengalis do, two Anna, four Annas, to Shani Maharaj, four Anna, you saved me, then Saraswati, and then Ganesh, and whoever. And then I saw, then I followed the monkey, and then I saw that monkey was eating one after another in the laddu, and he was so, looking happy, but I never knew what to do. And then I just looked down, and one Brajavashi Mataji was making chapati next door, and I requested her. She then called her in her language, and then the monkey finished those laddus and dropped it, that container, and then he came down. And then the container was little bit dipped also. It's such a problem. And then Brajavashi Mataji said, okay, take your container. I came and container, my whole body was shivering. I did not know what to do because Prabhupada every day reminded me. And I just neglected. And then when I went upstairs, then again monkey came and just kicked the whole bucket of water, made a big mess. Then anyway, I cleaned it and then went out downstairs. And then Srila Prabhupada was sitting, Kamal Krishna Maharaj was there, Bhimanath was there, Pishima there, and then Prabhupada said, what happened? He just said like that, what happened? I said, Prabhupada, this thing happened, and now I knew that I will have a great lesson. But Prabhupada laughed so loudly, like you are laughing now. Then he gave me a 10 rupees and said, go and get jalebis. I was that time still young, like 17 plus, like that. Then I did not understand why Prabhupada just showed me mercy. But then after a long time, then my realization, these things came into my memory so many times. And then I could realize that Prabhupada was so merciful, he could feel that I realized a lot. I had a great lesson inside, so that is why maybe he did not scold me again. Okay, Hari Bol. Thank you. And many stories, but today is not possible. Again.
We have no time limit.
Not like that.
If you can bring your heart to it, please give us as many stories as you can.
One I can tell now, that is also a great lesson from Srila Prabhupada about cooking. That day I was in bed because I had fever in Calcutta, and Prabhupada wanted parwal soup, Bengali. And then no Mataji, Palika, Malati, they could not understand what parwal is, maybe. Because Prabhupada said potol. Potol is Bengali word, and they don't know what potol. And then then they straight came to my home and said, okay, you have to go and find out this sabji and have to make a soup. Pishima didn't come. So I said, okay, then we went to Jagu Bazaar, and then they think, oh, this is parwal. And potol, they could not understand. Anyway, so I got it, and then they said they allowed me to make the whole dish. It was really like such a benediction for me. So I was cooking so nice, and then I made a whole plate for Srila Prabhupada, whatever I knew and learned from Pishima also, and then I brought it to Srila Prabhupada's room, and I was so feeling myself great satisfaction and becoming puffed up, oh, Prabhupada will praise me. He will say, oh, Sachi Mata, you have cooked so nicely. So then after a few minutes, Bhavananda came and said, Shachimata Prabhupada wants to see you. I said, maybe Prabhupada now, you know, want to wish me, sir. But I went inside and the Prabhupada said, you cook this? I said, yes. So take it away, I don't want to eat. I was so stunned, what happened? And then said, you don't know how to do the Guru Seva, how you will do the worship of Krishna. And then, you know, my eyes were full of tears. And Prabhupada said, then Prabhupada began 2-3 minutes, stopped and said, go and make 2-3 chapatis for me. And your rice is so cold, I don't want to eat again. So then I took this back and then again made chapati and then fed Srila Prabhupada. And then again 4 o'clock, Srila Prabhupada called me and said, maybe something wrong again. And I went inside and Prabhupada said, sit down. And there was nobody in the room. Prabhupada said, I scold you. Did you feel very bad? Then I did not say any word. I just stopped, you know, just keep my head down and then said, you have the whole life behind and you have to serve your in-laws and elderly persons and so many sadhus, and you do like that, then how could it be possible for you to serve nicely? So from now on be alert and find out whoever who likes what. And then he said, okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Can you just tell us a couple more stories?
Because today is not in mood and I also won't be able to explain again more. I'm just writing a small book like my Prabhupada's special, you know, cooking book that I compiled, which Krishna used to cook for Srila Prabhupada, like these memories I'm also, and it will come on September Prabhupada's birthday, and then I'll give all my god sisters and god brothers one copy.
Give us one or two little examples.
That is not to me, but somebody else's that I can tell.
Okay.
That is the, you know, one story that Srila Prabhupada was scolding, also was very upset that day, the same day of my initiation. Two devotees in Mayapur, I don't want to mention the name, they did something wrong out of the 4 rules and regulations. So Prabhupada said that, do you think yourself that you have read 2 pages of scriptures, Bhagavad Gita, and you think yourself that you know a whole Sanatana Dharma? Do you expect yourself like that? So you better leave my society and I will run my own. And then he said, even a cowherd man, even a car driver of Mayapur, they know better shastras than you. So don't think yourself that you have done and you'd go on doing wrong things. I don't like any wicked cows. Better I will keep my cowshed empty. This is how Prabhupada is.
This is another example of Prabhupada's cowherd tendencies.
Once Prabhupada scolded Pishima also, because Pishima was so affectionate to all the devotee Matajis. So Prabhupada was going to, you know, that day was inaugurated at Bombay temple, so Matajis wanted to buy tickets of the airplane. And Pishima and me were sitting in the, every day darshan was 5:30 to 7 in Calcutta temple, so I had to be with Pishima, was very fat, so I had to, you know, carry her hands, you know, hold her hands. So when we were sitting behind, so everybody left, then Pishima was called by Srila Prabhupada, said, oh, you want now capturing my devotees, asking them to buy tickets from tomorrow, you don't come to my temple. I don't want to see you. When she started crying, she said, I remember how that, what, and I had to translate. No, but when they used to talk, brother and sister, they would speak Bengali. So he said, Dada, I never knew English, so how can I ask them to buy tickets? They have done their own, they don't accept anything from the devotees. You ask your son to get your tickets for Bombay if you want to come.
This was the groundbreaking cornerstone ceremony.
I'm Mone Porchana today. Thank you, Hari Bol.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Thank you to Sachi Mata Prabhu and to Shankarshan Prabhu for their lovely renditions of Prabhupada's early days. Hare Krishna.